April 8, 2023, the bright moon approaches the Scorpio during the night. Saturn, Venus, Mercury, and Mars are visible during nighttime hours. Photo caption, 2016, August 22, Mars is 4.3 degrees below Saturn. And Antares is nearby. By Jeffrey L. Hunt. Chicago, Illinois, sunrise, 6:22 a.m. CDT, sunset, 7:24 p.m. CDT. Check local sources for sunrise and sunset times for your location. Times are calculated by the U.S. Naval Observatory's MICA computer program. Here is today's planet forecast. Morning sky. Chart caption, 2023, April 8, the moon is near Zubin el-Janubi in the southwest before daybreak. The bright moon, 95% illuminated, is low in the southwestern sky at 1 hour before sunrise. It is near Zubin el-Janubi, Scorpion's southern claw, although on current celestial maps, the star is part of Libra along with Zubin el-Shamali. The moon seems to step eastward from night to night. Tomorrow, it covers the starred Shubba, Scorpion's forehead, for sky watchers in New Zealand. One day in the Americas, the morning of April 10 in New Zealand. Chart caption, 2023, April 8, Saturn is in the east-southeast before sunrise. 15 minutes later, find Saturn nearly 10 degrees above the east-southeast horizon. Its viewing prospects improve slowly each morning. In three mornings, it rises before the beginning of morning twilight, gaining about 2 minutes of rising time compared to daybreak. Saturn leads a parade of planets during the nighttime hours. The ringed wonder is visible before sunrise in the east. It is west of the Sun. Jupiter, Mercury, Venus, and Mars are east of the Sun. Evening sky. Chart caption, 2023, April 8, Mercury and Venus are in the western sky after nightfall. While Jupiter is east of the Sun, it sets about 5 minutes after our central star. It passes on the far side of the Sun in 3 days and reappears in the eastern sky during May. Brilliant Venus is the easiest planet to find after sunset. 45 minutes after sundown, it is nearly 30 degrees above the western horizon. It steps eastward against the Taurus sidereal background. Chart caption, 2023, April 1 to April 22, Venus moves from Aries into Taurus, passing the Pleiades and the Hyades. Tonight, it is 3.9 degrees to the lower left of Alcyone, the brightest star in the Pleiades star cluster. Venus passes the cluster in 2 nights. Note that Aldebaran, Taurus' brightest star, is about 15 degrees to the upper left of the planet. Chart caption, 2023, April 8, Venus and the Pleiades star cluster in a binocular field of view. Through a binocular, Venus and the Pleiades appear together. Without the moon's presence for a few hours this evening, the planet and the star cluster make a pretty scene to the unaided eye. After the Pleiades conjunction, Venus steps between the Pleiades and the Hyades. It passes between Aldebaran and Alcyone on the nights of the 12th and 13th. Look each clear evening, watch the planet pass in front of the bull's distant starfields, clearly showing the planet's nightly changing place. This evening note Sirius, about 60 degrees to the left of Venus, and the evening star are about the same altitude, height above the horizon. The brightest star and the brightest planet appear at about the same altitude in the western sky. Mercury, about 20 degrees to the lower right and nearly 10 degrees above the west-northwest horizon, appears as a bright star-like body, although dimmer than Venus. It sets about 100 minutes after sundown, and it is making its best evening appearance for the year. The plane of the solar system is favorably tilted against the western horizon, opening a favorable view of the inner solar system for northern hemisphere sky watchers. During evening hours, this occurs only during a few days during a springtime month. For the morning, this occurs during autumn months. Chart caption, 2023, April 8, Mars is high in the west-southwest below Castor and Pollux, the Gemini twins. Mars is the fourth bright planet visible during the night. It is about two-thirds of the way up in the west-southwest, below an arc of four bright stars, Procyon, Pollux, Castor, and Capella, and in front of Gemini, near Castor's foot, Tejat Posterior. The red planet is slowly marching eastward in front of Gemini and generally toward Pollux. It is less than 40 degrees to the upper left of Venus. The gap between the two planets narrows each evening. Chart caption, 2023, April 8, 4 hours after sundown, the gibbous moon is low in the southeast. The moon, 90% illuminated, is low in the southeast at 4 hours after sunset. It is only 7 degrees above the horizon and below the scorpion's claws. Look for the lunar orb near the creature's forehead tomorrow morning.